Okay, so let's take a look at this again back then, the mouth and the base. It's really good to have done it for the interview. Okay, so the Gemara says that in Malachim Beis. Look, Davikashtubi, Musa Abashni. Somebody lived in a certain field for 4 years. Asamar de Beise, Kashkecha. It was a house, not a field. So the Markama came, Amalei, my voice, my Beise. Amalei, Pani Zavinto, Zav Niminoch. I bought it from Plani, and Plani bought it from you. That's where we have the gifts in the Gemara. The Rosh is the gear said the only the Zavni Minoch. Right, for the time being, the mitzvah comes to the same thing. Bottom line is, the Lekeach had no independent knowledge of the sale. He bought it from Pliny, and he's taking Pliny's say so, taking Pliny's word for it that he bought it from the Marikama. But he had Chazok, he was there for 4 years. Amalei. So the Dintoya came to Rechia, Amalei. So Rechia said to the Lekeach, we have three people in the Marakama, and we'll call them the Meicher, the middleman, we'll call them the Meicher, and the Lekeach. So Rechia said to the Lekeach, Yislech Sadi Darbe Ihu, the Zovni Minei, Ihu Had Yoimu. If you could bring Edim, that the Meicher lived in the field at least for one day. So then Rechindele B'yodach, then I'll give it to you. Then you'll get the house. But otherwise not. So it seems that in order to say the issue is you need to have a tainu, but we have a din, tainu melekech, tainu melekech. So Chia said, we'll deploy that din of tainu melekech, we'll treat you like a lekech, we'll say tainu, only if you could bring Edim that the meicha was there chad yom. But if you don't have Edim, the meicha was there chad yom, then then we're not going to give you tanino. So we'll see in a few minutes why. Like my chateisa, this tanino, there should be tanino. Like he's the meicher. Nobody's disputing that the lekech bought it from the meicher. How we know the lekech bought it from the meicher, that we'll talk about. Like the Rambam and the Ravid, we'll get to it later. How do we know the lekech actually bought it from the meicher? Do we take the lekech's word for it? Do we have to prove it? But Kofarim, that doesn't seem to be the subject in dispute. They're not disputing the Lekeach bought it from the Meicher. So, is it didn't pay him the Lekeach, whatever the Meicher could have paid him, who paid it from the Lekeach? The Meicher could have paid it, I bought it from the Marakama, this Chazok of him. If it's Chazok, the Shnei Chazok, the Meicher could have paid it, I bought it from the Lekeach. So, what is the need over here to have Chavyon? We're trying to talk about it, we'll see. So, Rav said, I was sitting in front of Rav Chia. I said to him, does is it possible that he wasn't there for Chad Yoma, but he took a board of the Marakama at one night and sold it to the Lekeach the same night, so he was never there by yet? So why is the lack of his being there Chad Yoma, or Adam that he was there Chad Yoma? Why is that an impediment? It's interesting. Rav Chia didn't answer him. The halach is like Rav Chia. Shem say Rav Chia wasn't chayshus for this kasha. I think my edge, the chazisi l'daite, Rav added, I also understood from Rav Chia that yomli kamoi didi zavna minoch mehemin migedom v'yomli anozev into minoch. That had the Lekeach said, I bought it from Pliny, who bought it from you, all the same story, but with one addition, that Pliny bought it from you, the Marakama, in front of me. I saw it happen. So then he would have a tainus boy, he would have his own timing. Then we wouldn't need taninim. The Lekeach himself is timing that I know for a fact. I saw that the Meicher bought the bias from the Marakama. So then that would be fine. That would then we wouldn't need the Chag Yoma. Here, that's the Gemara. Agavucha. Just a parenthetical. How long is Chag Yomim? Chag Yomim, a day. But the Avedim didn't, he was there for a whole day. The Torah, when he brings this halacha, the Torah says, Shachas. Chag Yomim means Shachas. We had this at the beginning of the parak, and we talked about the Rishonim who say that if there's no more Akamo, then you could become a muhsuk with the Chag Yomim. The Torah says, Shachas. Chag Yomim means Shachas. So that's a chiddush. Apparently, the Torah understood that Chag Yomim doesn't mean mamish from Nates till Shkia. Chag Yomim means. Chag Yomim means Shachas. So I thought now, I was looking at the sugya again, I thought maybe it's arriving from the sugya itself. Rav is asking, why do you need Chag Yomim? The Chiyanim also Likach Velumka Balaila. Why did he have to ask the Kash in terms of Likach Velumka Balaila? The Chia said you need Chag Yomim. If Chag Yomim meant literally a whole day, you have to be there from the morning, that he was living there from the morning till the night. So Rav should have answered, the Chiyanim also Likach Velumka Balaila. But he had to have Aiden that he was there for the whole day. And maybe he bought it at 11 o'clock and he sold it at 3 o'clock. Why does he have to be there for the whole day? Why do you have to talk about Balaila? Why did Rabbi ask the Kashi? Maybe he wasn't there in the day at all. He bought it at night and he sold it the same night. Like, why introduce Laila? It's a siyur to the tour. That Chag Yomim doesn't mean he has to be there the whole day. Chag Yomim means you need Aiden who was there for Shachas Bayon. So Rav said, why do you even need that? Maybe he wasn't even there, Shachas Bayoy. Maybe he bought it at night, he sold it at night, he wasn't even there, Shachas Bayoy. So I thought that's a riot to the tour, that Chag Yomim over here doesn't mean the whole day. It means that he was there, Bayoy. He was there, Shachas. He lived there, but he lived there. There was one day that he lived there in the field, not for the whole day necessarily. He has to have lived there for, so Rav said, Mechatesa. And if he wasn't there for, and if there's no Eden, there was there, but maybe he was looking, maybe he was a loss. Maybe he turned the field over, he turned the field over one night, and he never was there. He never actually lived in the field. Okay. So, there's a couple of major questions here in the sugya. First question, of course, is why do we need Chag Yomim? What's the importance of why do we need Chag Yomim? Why do we need Darba Chag Yomim? And there's another question, we'll cut that in a second. There's another question in the sugya, which is that Rav says that Chazisi Ladaite, I understood from Rav Chia that if he said Kamei Didi, then you wouldn't need Chag Yomim. You know, put on the board all the cases, all the times that he could say, and all the winning times that he could say. So if he just says, the halacha, first of all, the Rav Chia said, that means he doesn't know for a fact. The Lekaf doesn't know for a fact, but he bought it from Pliny, and Pliny told me that he bought it from the Rosh Hashanah. The Omeli, that's the sense even without figures. The Omeli is Zavne Minoch. So then he wins only with Chag Yomim. If there's Eidim, if the Baruch was there, Chag Yomim, then he'll win. Rabbi asked, why is that so? The Chaynim also need to leave. Likach v'limka b'layla, Rav Chi wasn't chash to answer that question. Well, that's the bottom line. But the Gemara is, Rav is, chazisi l'daitei, that there's another case that he could win, and then you don't need Chag Yomim. That case is, this would be much better, even worse. I have to get a refund. I don't think I'm going to, maybe this is the only thing I'm going to put up on the board. The other time is, if he says, Kamei Didi, so then you don't need Chag Yomim. Then he wins, you have Chag Yomim. Because he himself is tiny. The chard of pshat is that for tanino nidik chav yoimo. And the lekeach himself doesn't know, so we want a tiny form with tanino lekeach, so then you need the tamaych was there chav yoimo. But if he himself says kanei didi, then you don't have to come out the car, you don't need tanino, you don't have tiny for him. He's making the tiny. He's tining that plainly, I know for a fact, I saw that plainly bought it from the mer from the meratam. So if you don't need tanino, then you don't need chav yoimo. So, Pasha Chat in the Sugi, therefore, is that Chadyoim is a Tnai in Chadyoim is a Tnai in Tanino. So, but the Lashon Gemara is that if he said Kamei Didi, he's Neman, why? Migoy, Yomel Kamei Didi is Abni Minoch Mehemen, Migoy Dibo Yomel Yanozo Vinta Minoch. He's Neman to say Kamei Didi. Maybe look at the names. Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Reuben's the Merkama, Shimon's the Meicher, Levi's the Lekech. So Levi is Nehmah to say that Shimon bought the field from Reuben, Kamei Didi. Migoy, that Levi could say, I bought it straight from the Merkama, I bought it straight from Reuben. So this is a kashya, that Chayim is kashya. So you all ask him, Poshup Shat. Anybody see the kashya, what the question is? Neman say Kamei Didi. Remember, he has a chazok. He was there 4 years. He's Neman say Kamei Didi. Migoy that he could have said Minoch Sevinto. That's really the third time that he could move. Minoch Sevinto. These are the three times the three winning times. He planes avintu chad yoima, kamei didi, and minoch zavinto. But the Gemara says kamei didi is named with the migoy that he could have said minoch zavinto. Yes, so what's the question?
Migoy, he would be believed that he bought it from Levi, but probably from Shimon. But who says that Shimon? The whole point is that Shimon, we believe him that he bought it from Shimon, but the whole point is that Shimon doesn't have, we don't believe that
he No, he says Kamei Didi. He says, I saw Shimon buy it from Reuben in front of my eyes. That's what Kamei Didi means. Levi says that I bought it from Shimon, who bought it from you in front of me. So Levi saying, I bought it from Shimon, who bought it from Reuben in my presence.
He ate it on himself, but he's going
to get it. It's a taina. It's a taina with the chazaka. So you're always going to get it, but you're not saying it. It's a timer. He's timing that he's timing that I bought it from Shimon, who bought it from Reuven. I have a raya for my chazoka. I have shnei chazoka, and I'm nemer b'miga. All right, this is me's nemer b'miga. Miga doesn't matter if you're neged for miga.
Why does he need the miga?
Why does he need the miga? Who needs miga? Why do you need miga? What's missing over here? He has a timer and he has a chazoka. He has shnei chazoka because he was there for 4 years. So he has shnei chazaka. He has a taina. You don't need any taina. You don't need to borrow the taina from. We don't need to supply him with the taina. He has a taina. His taina is I bought it from Shimon, who I saw bought it from Reuven. So ma mikra ze chosu. What's lacking over here that you need to say? His name would say kamei didi migoy that he could have said minoch zevinto. I bought it directly. I Levi bought it directly from Reuven. Forget the migoy. And we'll see later on. That means talocha. Whether you need a command to a migoy or whether it's sama. So, from Kregi, the Psoys, they asked the Kashis, why do you need a Migoy? It's a Chazoka with a Taina. What's wrong with the Taina? I'm here, Shnei Chazoka, and I have a Taina that I bought it from Shimon, who bought it from Reuben, who I saw bought it from Reuben. So, Kregi and the Psoys want to say that in Echadami, Migoy here is Labdavka. Migoy here just means just like. Doesn't mean the regular dinamigo that, you know, since it gets the mnemonis from the other diner. It means just like he could say, just like he could say minoch sevinto, because that's a chazok v'sheishim ataina. So this is also a good taina. So just like Kamei Didi is a good taina, number three. So number two, just like minoch sevinto, rather, number three is a good taina. Just like minoch sevinto is a good taina, so Kamei Didi is just as good a taina. And that's all it means. The Losh and Miga. We've had places in Shas where Miga doesn't always mean the mnemonis of Miga. Miga means hoyo. However, the Tzitzis points out And from Taisus and Deflamet, Taisus, the long Taisus and Deflamet that we're going to be doing the Mitzvah Shem, from first and Taisus that Taisus understood that you need a Migalia. That it's going within, it's within Migalia. It's the get to Migalia Mafeya. And we'll get, when we get to Taisus, we'll see more. But Kapodim, clear in Taisus, Taisus, you can't stop Taina Kamedi D. You can only Taina Kamedi D, Migalia, you can Taina Minach Sibit. Yeah, so I need a Hezma. Okay. They both say that if it was up to them, they would say that it's nothing to do with Migah. It is not that. Already now where it's going to be Nagel and Isa. Taisus has the aside that we don't say, no, we're getting ahead of ourselves, but just to bring it out. Taisus has the aside that we don't say Migul and Mefreya. Migul and Mefreya means, normally Migul means, believe me, Taina A, that I could have Taina Taina B. But there has to be that he's Taina Taina A, and at that moment that he Taina Taina A, could have Taina Taina B. But we don't say, believe me with Taina A, Migul that yesterday I could have Taina Taina B. Maybe yesterday he wasn't planning on lying, but now today he saw that he needs to lie, so he has to come up with a lie, and now it's already too late to taina the other taina. Like in a case where, when he's taining taina A, it's already too late to taina taina B. For whatever reason, we'll see various cases. So then you don't have a mida. So imagine, what would be the following case? Reuven comes to Levi, and he says, what are you doing in my house? And Levi says, I bought it from Shimon. And I bought it from Shimon, who bought it from you. He did not say Kamedidi. He left out, he didn't say Kamedidi. He just said, Levi says, I bought it from Shimon, who bought it from you. So, Avchir says to them, you have to bring Eidim and Chavyoima, otherwise it's no good, because we're not going to say Tanino. So this all happened on Monday. So this, the original time happened on Monday. They came to Avchir on Tuesday. So on Tuesday, Avchir said to them, you have to bring Eidim and Chavyoima. So he doesn't have Eidim and Chavyoima. So Levi says, well, when I said that I bought it from Shimon, who bought it from you, I meant Kamei Didi. Like, he adds the Kamei Didi now, on Tuesday. Which is fine, Chayr, because it's not contradicting what he said. He's not contradicting his original Taina. Normally, you can't change your original Taina. He's not changing his original Taina. His original Taina was, I bought it from Shimon, who bought it from you. He's not telling us how he knows that Shimon bought it from Reuven, that he's not supplying. But now, when push comes to shove, so he says, well, yeah, because I saw, I know, when I don't need I don't need a Taina for me, I saw Shimon bought it from Reuven. So Taisa says, it's no good. Even though Chavi has a Migoy, his Migoy could have said, Minoch Zevento. So Taisa says, no. If it was on Monday, then he would have a Migoy. On Monday, he could have said, Minoch Zevento. But on Monday, he didn't say, Minoch Zevento. On Monday, he said, I bought it from Shimon. And now, on Tuesday, he wants to hear, I bought it from Shimon, who bought it from Reuven in front of me. So that's Kamedidi. Well, now it's too late for Amiga. It's Amiga Lamarfeya. You can't have Amiga on Tuesday because you could have tied it on Monday, Kamedidi. That's the Taisus. So the Taisus only works if you assume that you need Amiga. If you don't need Amiga, then forget Amiga. Today on Tuesday, he's tying Kamedidi. He has a Taino of Kamedidi. He has a Chazoka, so there's no what's Lamarfeya. There's no Lamarfeya. It's Muchach and Taisus. I think maybe there's other Echachos and Taisus. But it's Muchach and Taisus. The Taisus understood that Amiga is that you really need Amiga. Without Amiga, it doesn't work. And Mele has to conform to Dinam Migoy. Migoy, one of the Dinam of Migoy has to be the same day. Okay, so that's a question we're going to leave outstanding. I'm not sure we're going to maybe we'll revisit at some point, but why do you have to come on to Migoy? And also to know the idea that Taisus learns Migoy means literally a Migoy. But the Taisus and Abikpeg want to learn, the Taisus points out it's not like Taisus, but the Taisus and Abikpeg want to learn that you really don't need a Migoy. Kamedidi is a Taina all by itself.
Can you say Derek Harashba, like there's no Nesli Ma'arim here? Because he definitely did not sell it. Like, we're not worried that he might have sold it to the guy that said he bought it from someone else who bought it from him.
Mm-hmm.
Shabbat. Remember we had a machlekes derived and the Ritva. Yeah, three machlekes derived, the Rashba and the Ritva by the case of Seichim. Seichim were there for 3 years. So it's a good chazaka. The Gemara says it's a good chazaka. Seichim could be made even sometimes, but it's a good chazaka. So the Ravid says there has to have been a shtar on the rental. Because otherwise the Marakama doesn't know that the Seichim are renting it. The Marakama doesn't know that the Seichim are renting it from the Maskir. So you need to have a coil. And the Rashba also agrees you need to have a coil. He just doesn't think you need a shtar for it. He thinks the rental itself everybody knows about, but doesn't need a shtar. But he agrees you need to have a coil. And the Ritva says, why do you need a coil? There's these two guys living in this house for 3 years. What does it matter if he knows that the Seichim doesn't know why they were the Seichim? He was Hayol Elimchus. Manashach Hayol Elimchus. So why isn't that a good chazok? As long as the fact is that the Dir Mikoicha, there is a condition they have to be the Mikoicha, it can't be, but as long as the Dir Mikoicha, the Marakama just has to know that there were three people in the house for 3 years. Doesn't have to know that they were coming Mikoich the masculine. So I wanted to say at the time, that's what you're talking about, I want to say at the time that the Rashba Ritva Lashitasa, that the Ritva holds that Chazoka is just Midalei Micha, it's a riot that the Marakama sold it away. Not necessarily a riot to whom he sold it. We don't need a riot to whom he sold it. We just need a riot that the Marakama sold it. If the Marakama sold it, then if we have a riot, the Marakama sold it, and you're Tofus, and you're there, so then you become the Mukhsar. But the Rashba Lashitasa, so therefore it's not necessary. According to the Ritva, there's no reason why the Marakama needs to know that there's a relationship between the Seichim and the Seichim and the Maskir. Doesn't matter. It doesn't affect the basic Midalei Micha. But the Rashba holds that Midalei Micha is Mechzik Hamarim. Since the Marakama waited 3 years, it looks like he waited for the Machzik to throw away his shtar, so it's a riot that there was a shtar. So for the Rashba, every chazok is not just a riot that Marakama sold it. It's a riot that there was a shtar. It's a riot that he sold it to this guy. So that only works if he knew that the Seichim are related to the Maskir. If the Marakama knew. So then we can say it's Mechzi Kemarim. He knew that they're there Mikayach the Maskir, and he was waiting for the Maskir to throw away the shtar. But if he doesn't know that if he doesn't know that the coming Mikayach the Maskir, just thinks they're independent people, so what are we going to say? It's a riot that they had a shtar? We know they didn't have a shtar. I mean, that's the one thing we know for sure, that the Seichim didn't have a shtar from the Marakama. So even if in theory the Chazoka should... Maybe the Chazoka is a riot that the Seichim had a shtar from the Marakama, but they're not claiming that they ever did, so we can... This doesn't matter. It's just a strange story. Why was he Shoysik 3 years? But, strange stories happen, but we can't do anything with it, because it's not a... Chazoka has to be a riot that you had a shtar v'ovad. The Marakama was waiting for you to throw away your shtar. That only works if the Marakama knows that the Seichim are in the house, that the person in the house is the fellow who had a shtar. But if he sees strangers in the house that he definitely didn't sell the field to, so the fact that he waited 3 years doesn't mean anything to us, because there's no we don't have any interpretation. He's just a very strange guy who waits 3 years, but we don't have any interpretation to give it, so that's not called a chazak. So he's saying over here, Reuben doesn't know that Levi bought it from Shimon. We'll see later, it's Machlekes Rishonim, if there's aid in the Levi bought it from Shimon. But let's say there's no aid in the Levi bought it from Shimon, like the Ramban. So if there's no aid in the Levi bought it from Shimon, so then it could very well be that Reuben doesn't know the Levi bought it from Shimon. And therefore the Chazoka doesn't work. The chazaka, what are you going to say? The Reuven's silence for 3 years is a riot that he was waiting for Levi to throw away the shtar. We know Levi didn't have a shtar for Reuven. And he certainly wasn't waiting for Shimon to throw away the shtar, because he didn't know that Shimon sold it to Levi. Mamash al derech, the case of Seichel. So Mela, the chazaka here doesn't work. The chazaka doesn't work. Can't win with the chazaka, because the chazaka doesn't speak to your taina. But you can win with the migle. That you have a migle. At the end of the day, you could have said minach zemento. Then you would have won with chazaka. So now you never stand with migle. So that's why you have to have migle. It's a good word. That's a very good word. So that'll be a yishuv. Taisus who understands that the migle is kipshutai, will hold. Taisus understands that the Migdash Kipshutoi could hold like the Ravid and the Rashba. That the Marakama has to know that the Maksik is that has to know that the Seichim were there Mikayach the Maskil. He has to know that Leibu is there Mikayach Shimon. He doesn't know that it doesn't count. The truth is, Taisus Shita is that Chazok is not Midlami Chadol. Taisus Shita, I think, is that Chazok is a Takmanis Chachamim, like the Rosh. Could you still say anything analogous to that? Maybe if you Takmanis Chachamim, but you need Tikdush Kenegdoi that he was able to be Mecha. If Taisus holds it, it's in Hakadosh Chacham. That's what we're pushing. But it's much more is that way. The Taisus holds. We talked about it already. The Taisus holds it in Hakadosh Chacham. We have a deep from the Taisus later. The Rosh holds it with Feirish. The Taisus Rosh is even more than Feirish. The stomach of Taisus Rosh showed up. Well, you don't have a Taisus Rosh, but it'll be interesting to see what he says about it. What he says about it over here.
Does this specific Tosis imply that
I'm just saying Tosis elsewhere.
This Tosis begins saying, he refers to his period being Shmuel instead of Parashat Midrash.
Right, but the thing that he, the part that I'm quoting is when he's Chaylik in a Benishmuel. It's Tosis himself talking. His Pirush Benishmuel is quoting the Rashbam.
Pirush
Benishmuel means he's quoting the Rashbam, but then he argues in the Rashbam.
Doesn't
Tosis,
just say Parashat Midrash?
Yeah, okay, I don't know, but he's quoting the Rashbam. That Peir Shabbat means he's just quoting the Rashbam.
I'm saying it might be a different Baal Tosfos because he's using a different Lashon.
Oh, okay. Maybe, but it's hard to say one Masechta that's even about that. I'm not saying it never happens, but it's very good Machshava. Yeah, and maybe Tosfos holds for some reason, I don't know, for some other reason, that you have to know, we see it's Machlekes Yishei. Maybe Tosfos holds that if the Marakama, if Reuven doesn't know, since Reuven doesn't know, if Levi's coming to Kayach Shimon, there's no star. If Levi's water from Shimon, yeah, we'll assume that there's no star of Levi's water from Shimon. It's not like it's a shining, we're mounting around it here. As it happens, the Ravid Misig holds that there is a shtar, but there are even the lady border from Shimon. So then the Marakama knows. So the Marakama knows, and yeah, maybe the Ravid wouldn't talk to Migas Labdafka. You hold like the Sosa and the Kreb. Taisus says the Migas Labdafka. Maybe it's because he holds that there's no aid in the lady border from Shimon. So Reuven doesn't know the lady border from Shimon. Maybe Taisus holds out there the Rashman the Ravid. And it won't work with my husband that has to do with that. My Hezbir in the Rashba that has to do with the fact that he was what was it called again? Mechzik Kashikra. That maybe Tais won't work, but that's in your sight as well. Okay, very good. Yeah.
Why would we assume that just because there's Eidos between the Levi and Shimon that the Marakam will know about that? That he would know about the meaning. We said Shtar has called the Eidos in the same poem.
Says later that by Merkuach it doesn't recall.
What is it? I said the fairies by the Kemar by Yitro. In which case?
By
Shalos Sukuchas. By Shalos Sukuchas, but that's not by. Yeah, it's. Where was that again? I mean, we're using more about Shalos Sukuchas. Anybody remember? What? Mem? Oh, very good. Oh, yeah.
Feshu Gemara. Yeah, it's Feshu Gemara. Eidim Amaitzirka. By Mecher, Eidim Amaitzirka. Okay, very good.
Now let's talk about Chad Yoyma. What's this business with Chad Yoyma? It's very good to bear in mind that there's three winning times here in the Siddur. It's going to be negative all the time, all the migas and everything. So if we have it up on the board now, just very good. You have the case of the Gemara's case. The first case of Rabchiyam Yiplan Yizimin, the Zav Nimenoch, wins only with the Chad Yoyma and Tanina. Then we have Kamedi D wins with the Migai, which is maybe Dafka, maybe Lav Dafka. And then the simplest case, Minoch Zavinto. That's the plain vanilla case. Minoch Zavinto, that always wins. So we're trying to discuss, why do you need Chad Yoyma? The first question, why do you need Chad Yoyma? What does Chad Yoyma give us? So the Ritva says that if the Meicher, Shimon, wasn't there Chad Yoyma, then it's Mechzik HaShikr. The whole case looks like a shekel. We only say Tanino when it's not Mechzik HaShikr. Over here, the whole story, I bought it from somebody, he says that he bought it from you. I bought it from a guy on the street corner. He said he bought it from you. The whole story, Levi's story over here is Michsi Kishikr. I don't know if it looks like Levi is lying, or I'm not sure if he means that it looks like Levi is lying, or even if Levi's telling the truth, but it looks like he's a dupe of Shimon, who's a fly-by-night guy. I'm not sure what the Shekhar over here is. Is the Shekhar that it looks like Levi is lying? I bought it from some guy. Or maybe not. Maybe we believe that maybe he bought it from Shimon. But that itself looks like a sheker. Some guy who didn't give Levi any proof, didn't give Levi any certificates, didn't give Levi a deed that he got from Reuben. It looks like Levi was the victim of some phone scam that he bought a field from. Somebody called him up, sold him a sealed field, and it wasn't Shimon's. So the whole story is Michsi Kishikr. So we're not going to come in. We, based on, are not going to come in and say Taninon in a case where it's Michsi Kishikr. But if we can bring Aiden, that Shimon was there for at least for a day, in the open, the goalie, in the light of day, so then it won't be Mechzi, then it won't be Mechzi Kishikr. That's the Ritva. In the Ramban says, Ban's really busy with a different issue. Ban's busy with Ban himself is busy with why they need Edom and the Chad Yoyma. Why can't Levi say that Shimon was there for Chad Yoyma and Levi will have a meal? So let's believe Levi that Shimon was there with Chad Yoyma without Edom and the Chad Yoyma, but with a meal. Well, we're going to talk about that separate. That's not our discussion right now. But the Teich Hadvarim, the Ramban talks about why need Chad Yoyma in the first place. The time of the milsa, the late tanin le'anan, look chomeichem in arishon. Elam ken yesh edim. The reason why we don't say taninon unless there's edim that he was there chad yoyma, because he says, because shiragulayim ledover shalok chokevin shadarbe. His being there for chad yoyma makes shiragulayim ledover that he really bought it, that Shimon really owned the field at one point. But Shimon really bought it to at one point from Reuben. So the Ramban starts off by saying that the idea of Chad Yoyma is that it makes a raglayim ledover that this is a true story, that Shimon really bought it. It's obviously not a raya. It's one day. A raya is three years. It's far away from a raya. But it's already a raglayim ledover. In the beginning of the parak I talked about, it's muchachas ksas. There's a ksas echofa, Shimon was there for a day. It's a raglayim ledover. There's something here already. It makes us think that Shimon Tak is not a scammer. Shimon really bought the field legitimately from Reuben. It's enough to say Tanina. And then he says, Miga for some reason doesn't give me that. And
And therefore, since he doesn't have a taino, loy tanin alei, mishum de mechzilon keshikro hoyol v'lei davro, because it's mechzi keshikro. The Lashonis Ramban are interwoven with this discussion about Migra, which is not our discussion. But in Ramban, you have two Lashonis. You have a Lashon that you need a Chad Yoyim because it's Rabbi Yoyim Adola. And then you have a Lashon that if you don't have a Chad Yoyim, then it's Mechzi Keshikr. The second Lashon is like the Ritva. But the first Lashon is a different Lashon, Rabbi Yoyim Adola. So the Kayer points out, Chayra, Rabbi Yoyim Adola and Mechzi Keshikr are not the same thing. Saying that you need Chad Yoyim because Chad Yoyim makes it a Rabbi Yoyim Adola, the Shimon really bought the field. And saying that you need a chad yoyim because if there's no chad yoyim, it's mechzi keshikra. It's two different things. It's two different. I'm not saying that korv, but korv is elzeh. But it's different. It's a different idea. And the moshul, I'll bring it out. The Kega points out, Rav Esther of Chiyuv, if he even them also limkor v'lisa, even them also likach v'limkor v'alayim. Why do you need chad yoyim? What couldn't happen that he bought the field and sold it at night and was never there chad yoyim? If the reason why you need chad yoyim, let's say we have a lashon, there are about two lashonis. Why do you need chad yoyim? One lashon is you need chad yoyim because you need a red lion with over, that is true. The other lashon is you need chad yoyim because if he wasn't there for chad yoyim or he can't prove that he was there for chad yoyim, it's mechzi keshikro. Which lashon is Rav's question more cogent? I mean, it's hard to steer in Ramban, but. Never mind the stira. Imagine it was two different rishonim. One rishon said it's hasmechzik hashikra, and another rishon said it's reglayim l'dover. Now we have a gemara. The gemara says that Rav es v'chein odom also likach l'limkor v'layla. So which way is it a kasha? Is it a kasha more on the side of mechzik hashikra, or is it a kasha on the side that the reglayim l'dover? You're going to tell me why? I mean, I don't think you're right, but why?
Because if the point is that living there gives reglayim l'dover, the question is, but you could buy it and sell it in one night just as easily.
Yeah, but I could still say you could have bought it and sold it in one night. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But if we have Adam that he was there chad yoyim, then it's that's better. Rav was saying, Rav Kassel, why do you need Adam? We need Adam that he was there chad yoyim. And if you can't find Adam that he was there chad yoyim, so maybe we don't know that he was there chad yoyim. So what if we don't know that he was there chad yoyim, but he might have sold it there during the night? I guess the assumption sounds like them is why and Rav is differently. Nobody knows about it. Like why is he asking for Malala? You could have asked. Maybe it was a chad yoyim, but nobody saw. So why you need him? I don't know why. Maybe that's already rochek. That he was there chad yoyim and nobody saw. That's a double rochek. Maybe that's good for the mechzi keshikra. He was there and nobody saw. Rav said, maybe he was only there by night, and so nobody saw. At night, people don't see, like we had the Gemara before. Al-Kapanim, the point that I'm getting to is, Rav Kega's point, if the reason why you need Chad Yoyim is because you need the positive Raglayim L'dover, so then Rav's Kasha doesn't really make sense. Yeah, it could be that he bought it and sold it one night and nobody knew about it, but if nobody knows about it, maybe he did, maybe he didn't. There's no raglayim l'dover. You need evidence that Shimon really bought the field from Reuven. So if you have Eidim that he was there for Shachas, Chad Yoyim, okay, so you have evidence that you have a raglayim l'dover. You have something to go on, some reason to think that Shimon really, that this is a true story. But if you can't find any Eidim for Chad Yoyim, that means you don't have any Eidim that Shimon was in the field. So yeah, Rav is right. It might be. He might have bought it one night and sold it the same night, and that's why there's no Eidim. Nobody knows about it. It might be yes, it might be not, but there's no reason to think that it's so. We don't have any reglayim l'dover. We don't have any. No, reglayim l'dover sounds like that you need a positive reason to think. You need some kind of something. I don't know what to say. It doesn't really say. I mean, I don't know what to be missing. You need a reglayim l'dover. You need some kind of evidence, a scrap of evidence at least, that this is a true story that Shimon really bought it from Reuven. So the evidence that you need is he was there chadem. So what's Rav's kasha? Maybe he was there and nobody knew about it. Maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. But if we didn't see it, then it doesn't help us. We want to have a reglayim l'dover. So if, on the other hand, the point of what Rav Chiya wasn't saying, we don't. Rav Chiya is the reason why you need chadem is not because we need a reglayim l'dover. We don't need a reglayim l'dover. We just need it. It shouldn't be mechzi keshikra. So Rav Chiya is saying if there's nobody saw him there, then it's mechzi keshikra. So then Rav's question could be, why is it mechzi keshikra if nobody saw him there? Maybe nobody saw him there because he bought it and sold it at night. says Rabbi Kveger, so the chayra, it's mukhlach from Rav's question, that the havan over here, the reason why you need chadyoim is not because you need a reglayim lover, just you should need it. Shouldn't be a mefzik kashikra. But it's a kash, so the chayra is kash in the Ramban. The Ramban, besides the steer in the Ramban, the Ramban says you need a reglayim lover. So how do you understand Rav's kash with Rav Chia? Kveger himself speak out. Maybe it's not so terrible. You see, Rav Chia didn't bother to answer him. Rav Chia ignored the question. Maybe that's good for why Rav Chia ignored the question, because maybe Rav was wrong. Rav understood that it's asmechzik kashikra. So yes, but the emes is you need more than that. You need a reglayim lover, right? That's why Rav Chia ignored Rav's question. So from the Rav's question, maybe we can't build that much.
Can we say for a band both elements are at play?
Yeah, but it's not going to help us. If you need both. And if you don't need both, then why isn't enough mechzik kashikra? So never mind the kasha from Rav. Okay, we could the kasha and Rav. It's hard to build on because. Rav asked the kasha, Rav Chia ignored it. So, do we build on Rav's kasha, or do we build on Rav Chia's ignoring it? But just by some steer in the Ramban. The Ramban starts posach posach v'raglayim l'davar v'siyim b'mefzik kashikra. All right, what's the pshat in the Ramban? Stop! I don't understand how do we make heads or tails of this Ramban. So I thought maybe life in poshut that the Ramban means like this: the whole story is a mefzik kashikra. Levi says, "I bought it from some guy, and who bought it from you." So, maybe I'll start like this. We have taninim. In many places in Shas, we have taninim. Taninim lekeach, taninim leyerish. We taninim. Anybody who's not able to taninim for himself, we taninim for him. Normally, we don't lo shemanim elam that taninim needs a reglayim l'dov. We taninim that a chayv is perua. We taninim for a lekeach that the chayv is perua. We taninim for a yerish that the chayv is perua. Do we have a reglayim l'dov that the chayv is perua? No. How vay sheif of them the matter. We don't know that the chayv is perua. It might be. It might not be. But it might be, and he has no way of timing for himself because he's a lekeach or he's a yerish. He has no way of knowing. So we want to, tainim lekeach. So we don't need reglayim l'dover to say a tanina. What is true is that we're not going to say tanina if it looks like a sheker. So we say the rechayv is brew not messy kashikra. But this story over here looks like a sheker. Levi says he bought it from Shimon, who says that he bought it from. Start from Reuben. So Shimon said to Levi, the Amali, let's say Amali, Levi bought it from Shimon, and Shimon says, without any proof, that he bought it from Reuben. So here, the reason why we don't want to say Tanino is not because it's a Mexican kashik. It looks like a phony baloney. And I'm not sure if the phony baloney is that we don't believe Levi, or the phony baloney is that we don't believe Shimon. But one way or another, it looks like a scam. It looks like Hanalevi is lying. But he bought a field from Shimon, and Shimon didn't give him a deed. Shimon didn't give him any evidence. There's nothing backing it up. The whole thing looks fishy to us. I mean, I don't know, maybe not to build too much on the lack of a deed, but the whole story looks fishy. It's a Mexican shikra kind of story. However, Shimon was there Chad Yoyma, we had Eidim, Shimon was there Chad Yoyma. One second, maybe I have a good idea.
I'm not sure if that's the word. I'll say what I want to say originally. Balabatish. The problem here really is mechzik kishukah. To be an impediment to taninon, we have to say it's a mechzik kishukah. Although we say taninon, we don't need evidence to say taninon. We just want it shouldn't be mechzik kishukah. So therefore, we have to have chadyoma. What does chadyoma give me? Chadyoma takes off the mechzik kishukah. But how does chadyoma take off the mechzik kishukah? What does chadyoma do that it makes it not mechzik kishukah? At the end of the day, it's still mechzik kishukah. Reuben claims that he bought the field from Shimon, who says that he bought it from Reuben, and Shimon has no proof that he bought it from Reuben. So it's still a mechzik kishukah. Like, why isn't that, at the end of the day, Shimon has no proof. Shimon says, Shimon say so. So that's why it's a mechzik kishukah. You know, I think the mechzik kishukah, maybe this is the way to, the mechzik kishukah is that it looks like, maybe this is not the best way to say it, it looks like Shimon scammed Levi. He sold Levi a karka, without proving that the karka belongs to him. So that's why it's a mechzik kishukah. The reason why chadyoyim takes it off is because chadyoyim is a reglaim l'dor v'der istaka shimens. Because it's a reglaim l'dor v'der istaka shimens, so it's no longer a mechzik kishukah, what Levi is saying. I'm not saying alumnus, I'm saying a balabatish, if Shimon has no, the whole board is because Shimon has no proof that the Sodis is, if Shimon sells Levi a Sodis and he has no proof that the Sodis is, so it looks like a sheker that Shimon was fooling Levi. So that's why we don't want to get involved. We don't want to say Tanino. The reason why we don't want to say Tanino is not because we lack in Reglayim Dover. We'll say Tanino, we say Tanino lots of times without Reglayim Dover. Every time we tanya Perua, we're saying Tanino without a Reglayim Dover. We're not looking for Reglayim Dover. We're just looking, it shouldn't look like a sheker. We don't get involved with the sheker. We don't want to. But here it looks like a sheker. Shimon sold Levi the Brooklyn Bridge. He sold him a piece of karka. He had no evidence that the carcass is. Without a shred of evidence that the carcass is, he sold it to Levi, and Levi just took his word for it. That to us looks like a sheker. It looks like Levi was the victim of a sheker. We want to take that off, that it shouldn't be mechzik kishukah. To take it off, the way to take off the sheker, the mechzik kishukah, is to show that Shimon had a shred of evidence that it was his. Because that's good for the sheker. The sheker is that Shimon has no evidence that the soda is his. It looks like it's a scam. So the only way to take off the sheker is for Shimon to have some evidence that the soda is his. So what evidence could Shimon have that the soda is? Some evidence, not big evidence, but something. So Chad Yoyma is evidence that the Soda was Shimon's. If there's evidence that the Soda was Shimon's, then it's no longer mechzik kishukah. And that's the Abba Chad Yoyma. That's what Raman means, that it's Reglayim L'dover. But that I need Reglayim L'dover, because the mechzik kishukah is goof for the fact that Shimon is selling a field without proving that it's his. That's what makes it a mechzik kishukah. It looks like Shimon's is a crook. Shimon's selling things that he has no proof that they belong to him. Shimon looks like a crook. The only way to make Shimon not look like a crook is to have Shimon produce some kind of evidence that it's his sodah. So it's not enough for Shimon to say, well, there's no evidence that it's not my sodah. You know, if Shimon were to say, well, there's no evidence that it's not my sodah, that still looks like a crook. Well, you're selling stuff that you can't prove that it's yours. You're selling things to Levi that you can't prove that it's yours. That itself is the mechzik kishukah. It looks like you're a crook. So for Shimon not to look like a crook, it's not enough for him to produce, look, there's no evidence that it's not mine. You know, a guy's selling cars, and we ask him, how do we know these are your cars? You're selling cars on the street corner, or you're standing on a street corner and you're selling mansions. You open up a kiosk over here, on the corner over here in Amsterdam. You open up a kiosk, you're going to sell mansions in the Hamptons. And very cheap, for $10,000, he'll sell you a mansion in the Hamptons with the brochure. So he looks like a crook. So you're going to come to him, you look like a crook. So he'll say, no, prove that it's not mine. There's no evidence that it's not mine. That's nothing. It still looks like a crook. The fact that there's no evidence that it's not his is exactly why he looks like it. This doesn't help. But there's no evidence that it is his. That's why he looks like a crook. So I need that he should have some kind of reglaim l'dover. He'll show you a photograph that he was living in the mansion one day. You know, he was making breakfast in the mansion. Okay, so that's already something. So then everybody will get involved with Tanino and with Chazoka. There is a Chazoka, so we'll say Tanino. But you have to first show evidence in order not to look like a cook. Maybe that's why it's not a steer in their mind at all. The lack of evidence is what makes him look like a cook. So maybe it's not even machlekes. It's still with the Ritva. The Ritva says mechzikah shikku. The Rabban also said mechzikah shikku. But to take off the mechzikah shikku, what you need is a red line with those. Yeah, there's also Rabbi Yehuda al derech zeh that is Rabbi Yehuda daf mem zayin. Works like this. What do you have? So the halacha is like this: a ganav, a known ganav, doesn't have chesed gimel shana. The guy who's an established ganav, he's a ganav. He doesn't have chesed gimel shana. Okay, what if the ganav has a piece of property? He was there for 3 years. The ganav died. Now the son of the ganav. He's the ganav. He's the shtot ganav. You know what the shtot ganav is? The town ganav. But the town ganav died. Now there's now his son got in the field. Do we say tanino or not? We say tanino. The son doesn't know. The father maybe would have proof one way or another. The son doesn't know. Do we say tanino? He was there gimel shana. So the Gemara says, no, we don't say tanino. Says the Ritva, why don't we say tanino? He's not a ganav. He could be maybe learning in Kailo. He's a high end guy. He's not a ganav. Why don't we say tanino him? The father was in Chadyama. Says the Ritva, says the Ritva, rather, you only say taninon when there's some kind of a maslo, when you have a chadyoyme, and the chadyoyme is like, calls in a maslo. A maslo is like a story. Chayim means a line, really. It's the word a maslo. Chayim means, we only say taninon when the chadyoyme is, gives us an amaslo to say. A reason to say, I'm asking like a reason or an excuse. It gives us an excuse to say that Itaka belonged to the Mecha. But if the guy who was there, Chayim, was the Shtot Ganav, then there's not enough here to say Tanino. Now, if what you need for Tanino is just that it shouldn't be a Sheker, shouldn't be Mechzik Kishikro, why is it Mechzik Kishikro? Not Mechzik Kishikro. He happens to be a Ganav, but doesn't mean he never buys things. Ganav will also buy things sometimes. The fact that the guy's a Ganav is not a riot that he stole the field. The fact that he's a ganav makes it that his being there chayyim is not a raya that he bought the field, but you can't say that there's a raya that he stole the field. So if all you need for chayyim is that it shouldn't look like a sheker, why does it look like a sheker? It's more in Rabbeinu Yoina that chayyim is not enough that it doesn't look like a sheker. We need that the chayyim should give us a reason to think that he's hakad there legitimately. So says Rabbeinu Yoina, but if he's the shtot ganav, you don't have it. So there also you chayyim see a raya this also. It's not enough that to take off the mefsi. And there, the chayyim is worse, really. There, well, that's why the chayyim is stronger than the Rambam, because there you see that it's taka not an. You see from that the Rebbe, that Rebbe Yoina, that Rebbe Yoina holds it's not enough to take off the mechzik kishik. You have to have a positive amasl. You have to have a reason to think that it belonged to the Meir Chadion. In Aramban, even the Rabban also uses the words Raglai and Dover, but he also says Mechzi Keshikra. So the way we put it together is really the whole story looks like a fake. So I need the Raglai and Dover to take off the fact that it looks like a fake. But in the case of because the guy's selling fields that he can't prove they belong to him. But in the case of the son of the Ganav, there's nothing that it makes it look like a fake. Why does it look like a fake? The guy died, that was real, he really died. He died, he left the field, and doesn't look, what looks like a fake? Maybe he bought the field, maybe not, maybe yes, he's a ganav, we don't know for sure, but we don't know, but he might have bought the field, and now the son, so where's the Mexican shikr? The over there, you don't have a Mexican shikr. You don't have a regular line, you don't have a Mexican shikr. So the Rabbeinu Yoyin is in the Chanami, but you need more than that, it's not enough that it's not Mexican shikr, you need a maskli, you need a reason to think that it really belonged to Shimon, it really belonged to the Meicher, to the Meirish. So Deil Harisi, you see that it's taken not enough to take off the Mechzik Kishikra. You need a positive alignment. Could be there's other Pshatim Nakamura why we don't see Tanin for a Ganav, the son of a Ganav. Maybe there's other reasons. Rabbeinu Yoina, Harisi, Rabbeinu Yoina more than the Ritva in the Rambam. That it's not enough to take off the Mechzik Kishikra. You taken need a, in order over here to say Tanino, you need a positive reglaim. Okay, so this is all one base medrash. The Ramban, the Ritva, Rabbeinu Yoina, they all learn that the word of Chadyoyma is one way or another. We're making fine distinctions, but we could put them together. That the basic idea for all of them is that it's a condition of Tanino. In order to say Tanino, you need to have Chadyoyma, either because otherwise it's not it's mechzik kashikru, or otherwise not a reglayim ledova, or some kind of, however we're going to, you know, those distinctions. But still, the basic idea, and there was the lashon of the Rashbam over there in that memal, is that you need a chad yoyma la'amis dvarav, to verify what he's saying. Yeah, that sounds like either the Rabbeinu Yoyna or the Ritva, one of the above. There is another sheet entirely, which is the Meiri. The Meiri says a different reason altogether. You know why you need chad yoyma? He says you need chad yoyma because you need that the chazoka should have begun by the mecher. In Hilchas Chazaka, saying one Hilchas Chazaka. In Hilchas Chazaka, the Chazaka has to begin by the Meicher, even though the 3 years, 4 years, they were by the Lekech, by Levi. But it has to, the years of Chazaka have to have begun by Shimon. If the years of Chazaka didn't begin by Shimon, then we can't say Tanino. Chayre, he's not saying Gavar in Tanino. What does that do with Tanino? It sounds like he's saying Gavar in Chazaka. That, who's Tanino? What does Tanina mean? Tanina means whatever Taina Shimon could have said, we'll now say on behalf of Levi. Shimon's not here, you're a Lekeach, you don't really know. But whatever Shimon could have said, it's the way Tanina works. Whatever the father could have said, we'll Taina for the Yerush. Whatever the Meicher could have said, we'll Taina for the Lekeach. So the Tanina over here is, whatever Shimon could have said, we'll Taina for the Lekeach. So Shimon could have said, I bought it from Reuben. But Shimon actually doesn't have any Shnei Chazoka. What do you mean Shimon could have said, I bought it from Reuben? Shimon doesn't have any Chazoka. Some it means, if Shimon would have not sold it to Levi, then he would have had chazaka. So that's still called that Shimon could have taken it. Levi has a chazaka because he bought it from Shimon. If Shimon hadn't sold it to Levi, then Levi would have had the shnei chazaka. They would be sitting. Then Shimon would have had the shnei chazaka. It would have been Shimon who's sitting by Shimon all these years. Shimon would have had a chazaka. Shimon would have been able to taken it. So because Shimon would have been able to taken that I bought it from Reuben together with the chazaka, So that taina that Shimon could have said, based on the chazaka, we're now going to give to Levi. That's Tanina. But in order for that to work, Shimon, the chazaka at least has to have begun by Shimon. I think the idea is, we need a tzir between the chazaka and the taina. We already spoke before, chazaka in the riff. We need a chazaka sheesh imo taina. The chazaka has to be the start to the taina. So if Shimon began the chazaka and then it continued by Levi, because he sold it off to Levi, so that chazaka the Levi has began by Shimon. Had he not sold it, it would have continued by Shimon. And Shimon has a taina. So the taina is mitzaref the chazaka, and that's good. So Shimon had a chazaka, sheishim a taina, that he could have taina. He's gone. So Levi with tanina on behalf of Levi. But if the chazaka that Levi had didn't even start by Shimon, because he wasn't even there chad yoyma for all we know, so then this is a chazaka that Shimon didn't have. So then we can't say that Shimon could have tainted. Shimon could not have tainted. Shimon didn't have a chazaka, and the chazaka that Levi has nothing to do with Shimon. So we need the chazaka to have begun by Shimon. So it's not fundamental. Lefida Meiri comes out, it's not fundamentally a condition of tanino. It's a condition of chazaka. For chazaka to go, for the chazaka to start after the taino, I need that the Bala Taina began the Chazaka. So Tzais points out, the Tzais didn't have this theory. But the Tzais points out in the Mukyasif, there's the Mukyasif and Chav Tesam Adal. We didn't do this in the Mukyasif. And the Sugi of Soichim. The Gemara said the Soichim could be there for 3 years and they're made for the Master. So the Mukyasif asks, how is this a good Chazaka? The maskir wasn't their chad yoyma. Doesn't say in the Gemara the maskir was their chad yoyma. The maskir just rented a house out to the seichim. And doesn't it say in the Achmim Aleph that in order for chad, that you have to have chad, that has to be chad yoyma by the meicher? So the new case of answers that there is different since they're seichim, so they're acting as shluchim of the maskir. Now Gemara he's just a lekeach. But they're acting as shluchim of the maskir. When they're shluchim of the maskir, then it's called that the maskir is being maksik, and I don't need that should be a chad yoyim by the maskir. But let's start with this kashya, the original kashya. He says, how do you have chazok over there? There wasn't a chad yoyim by the maskir. What's going on? That's not a gemara about tanino. There's no tanino over there. The maskir taina is that it's his, that he bought the house. And he rented it to these guys who were dar by yoyim of alayla, and then the seichim come and they're made. Yes, we were here by yoyim of alayla. So there's a good chazaka, and so it's a chazaka with the taina. There's no, it's not a gemara about taninon. There's no taninon in that gemara. So what is it, what's he bringing Agamar about Chadyoyim? Lefi the other Rishonim we've seen so far, that the reason why you have to have a Chadyoyim is because otherwise it's Mechzik Hashitka, so we won't say Taninon, or it's not a Reglayim Lover, and we won't say Taninon, or there's no Amasla, so we won't say Taninon. It's all you say this in Taninon. What does it have to do with, what does it have to do with the case over there, where the guy says himself, I bought the house, there's no Taninon. It's Mukhuch in the Nemuk Yosef that Itaka understood the Gemara, sounds like Alderach Demiri, that the reason why, that this is not a Gemara, but the reason why you need Chad Yoyma has nothing to do with Taninon. You need Chad Yoyma Mihilchas Chazoka. Because the Taninon is that we're going to use Shimon's Taina. But in order for Shimon's Taina to be mitzitarif to the Chazoka has to at least begun by Shimon. So that's the case of Kasha. You want to use the Soicher is the one who, the Maskir is the one who's Taining. And you want to use the chazoka of the soichim. How can the chazoka of the soichim help for the maskir if the maskir himself wasn't there chad yoyma? So he says, "Teret, no, they're there. Mam is shluchim. So I don't need the maskir to be there chad yoyma. The shluchim are there for 3 years on his behalf." But our kapanim, you see from his kasha that he understood that the idea over here is that the one who's toyin has to begin the chazoka. The chazoka then can continue with somebody else with the lekeach. But the one who's toyin has to start the chazoka. It's a whole different take on this gemara about. So the Meiri has a chavir over here to the Nemuki Yosef. It's also clear to me, Lefi the Meiri and the Nemuki Yosef, what was Rav's kasha b'chi einod nam also limkar v'likach v'limkar b'layla? Maybe he is, maybe he did, but we don't know. So how do we know the chazaka began by the masker? How we need to know the chazaka began by the masker? And Hosea was asking, maybe he really did start by the maskir. Maybe he was there shachas balayim. Yeah, maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. If there's a din that you need the chazaka to start by the toyin, then you should have to have proof that the chazaka started by the toyin. What's Rav's kasha? Maybe he did. Maybe he did. Maybe he didn't. Chazaka means you have to know. Poshut Rav Rav's kasha. He's asking. It's not mechzik hashikra. Not mechzik hashikra. Maybe he was there balayim. It's a din in Hilchas Chazaka that the Chazaka has to start by Shimon, by the Toyin. No, if there's a din in Hilchas Chazaka that the Chazaka start by the Toyin, then you have to know that it did. You can't say maybe it did. It's like saying, you know, a guy says he was there for 3 years, and we'll say, but there's no Edom. So we'll say, well, b'chiyeno ma'osi, maybe he was there for 3 years. Maybe and maybe not. But you want to have a Chazaka, you have to have a Chazaka kedin. I don't know how many learns that Gemara. Okay, there's one more sheet I'll mention in Chad Yoyma. Just the kids say that the Ksais brings in Arik. Arik is a Kadman, it's early Achim. Almost a Rishon. The Ksais brings in Arik, it's a whole different take. He says, you know why you need the Meicher to be the Chad Yoyma? Because even though there's a Din Tayinim Lelekeach, but Tayinim is only for a Lekeach. You have to have the status of a Lekeach. If you bought it from a guy who just was on a street corner and he never lived in the house and nothing to do for all we know with the house and he just bought it from some guy, then you don't even rise to be a lekeach. So there's no taninon. To be for us to say taninon, you have to be a lekeach. So you have to have bought it from somebody who is a baldova. In this mecher, he wasn't even there. So he's not even a baldova. What are you? You're not a lekeach. So maybe I need the guy should have been there for a day. He was there for a day, and he's already it's about Dover in this entire. He's somebody that we think maybe he could have a time to the field. So then you're a look at, and then we could say tiny. One more nekuda I want to talk about in the sugya. Well, there's actually two nekudas I want to talk about, but I'm only going to get to one today. We've been talking the whole sugya that the Shimon has to prove that he was there for Chad Yoyma. What about Levi? Does Levi have to prove that he bought it from Shimon? Mar doesn't say. Just as Levi says, Mipanya Zimit, I bought it from Shimon. Does Levi have to prove that? Do we take Levi at his word? So the Ramban brings a Ravid. The Ravid said, about Levi has to prove it, otherwise it's nothing. Levi has to prove that he bought it from Shimon. He has to prove that the Dim Shimon was there for Chad Yoyma. And then we have the whole story. Shimon was there for Chad Yoyma. Levi bought it from Shimon. He brings Aiden that he bought it from Shimon. So then we're good. But if Levi can't prove that he bought it from Shimon, it's garnished. Says the Ramban, doesn't see why Levi has to prove he bought it from Shimon. Levi was there for 3 years, 4 years. He has a chazaka. And as far as Shimon is concerned, he even has a taina. Levi taina is that he bought it from Shimon. I'm paraphrasing it. It's not the language of Ramban, but it's what he means. Why should Levi have to bring proof that he bought it from Shimon? Levi has a chazaka, he was there for 4 years. Levi says that he bought it from Shimon. If there was a din Torah between Shimon and Levi, you know, if Reuben wasn't in the picture and we just had a din Torah between Shimon and Levi, about Levi would win hands down. He times that he bought it from Shimon. He has shnei chazaka proving that his time is correct. So about Levi wins. I mean, why should Levi? What does he have to bring any further proof? Levi has proof shnei chazaka with a time. Normally, as far as Reuben's concerned, the whole problem is Levi doesn't have a taina. He has a very nice chazoka, but he doesn't have a taina. It's chazoka shenim a taina. We need a say taninon. In order to say taninon, we need to know what the meicher could have tainted for the meicher in order to say taninon. So then we have to have chadyoyma, whatever the hezbo, why we have to have chadyoyma is. But here the nidon of the ravid is not how do we know that Levi got that Shimon bought it from Reuben. That has to do with taninon. The ravid is talking about, do you need proof that Levi bought it from Shimon? So between Shimon and Levi, says the Ramban, who needs anything? Levi copy Shimon has a chazaka with a taina. About Levi, so that's enough to know that Levi bought it from Shimon. We don't need any further evidence. So let's think this through. What's pesach in the Ravid? Let's think this through. Levi has shnei chazaka, and he says he bought it from Shimon. Are the shnei chazaka really a raya that he bought it from Shimon? Never mind how Shimon got it, but Levi says he bought it from Shimon. Just copy that question. The fact that Levi was there 4 years, is that a proof that he bought the field from Shimon? Well, what is normally the proof of chazaka? How does chazaka normally constitute a proof? Well, the Rishonim were talking about midah lemicha. Let's go with midah. The Ramban certainly, the Ramban holds midah lemicha. Is Shimon's silence taka raya that he sold the field to Levi? Levi was there 4 years. Shimon didn't say a word. Is Shimon's silence a raya that he sold the field to Levi? Not necessarily. Maybe the reason why Shimon's silent is because it's not his field to begin with. So easy come, easy go. Maybe Shimon was silent because it wasn't his field. So why should he care that Levi's living there? No. Shimon sold the field from Reuben. Levi sold the field from Shimon. Maybe Levi stole the field from Shimon. Why didn't Shimon make a ruckus and go to court? Because Shimon knows he doesn't have a leg to stand on. Because Shimon alone is a ganav. Shimon himself is a ganav. So what's found in the Ramban? What does Ramban mean? Levi has a chazok. The Ramban also goes with middle and nichol. The Ramban holds chazok works with middle and nichol. What does Ramban mean? That Levi has a chazokah that he bought it from Shimon? That's not a raya that he bought it from Shimon. It's only a raya that he bought it from Shimon if the field is really Shimon's. Hazan Adonai, we don't know if he bought it from Shimon. Maybe he didn't buy it from Shimon. So what's the pshat in the Ramban?
We know that Shimon didn't steal it from Reuben.
Why? How do we know? You don't know that? I mean, is there chadyayim? Chadyayim is not a proof. Yeah.
Well, wouldn't that Saad prove that he sold it to Shimon? Not Levi, rather? Meaning, Kamonoshav, he actually owns it and he sold it to Levi, but he was silent, so that's a raya that he sold it.
But maybe not, maybe.
Saad, he's a ganav, but he didn't care, but that means he sold it to Levi. Like, why?
No, maybe he's a ganav, and Levi's also a ganav. Shimon stole it from Reuben, and then Reuben's and Levi stole it from Shimon.
Okay.
So, was Shimon's silence not a raya or anything? So I think the answer for the Ramban is that what we need, Ramban assumes that what we need over here is a Raglaim Lugam.
we need a, in order to say Tanino, once we'll say Tanino and then everything will go, we'll have Tanino and then we'll have, then we have Chazoka and Chazoka's Taka Raya. So once we'll say Tanino, we're good to go. But in order to say Tanino, we need Raglayim L'dover. So what Raglayim L'dover, so we need first of all Raglayim L'dover that Shimon bought the field from Reuben. That Raglayim L'dover we're not going to do. Rabban holds, likewise, what we need is a Raglayim L'dover that Levi bought it from Shimon. That's what we need. We need a Raglayim L'dover that Shimon bought it from Reuben. And we need a Raglayim L'dover in order to say Tanino. After we'll say Tanino and we'll get involved and we'll make a Taina, then we'll Taina that Shimon bought it from, then we'll Taina that Shimon bought it from Reuben. And once we'll know that Shimon bought it from Reuben, we'll know the Levi bought it from Shimon because he has a Chazokah, and it'll be Shalom Al Yisrael. But we need to get involved and say Tanino. And we're not going to say Tanino without a Raglayim L'dover. So, but we need a double Raglayim L'dover. We need a Raglayim L'dover that Shimon bought it from Reuben, and we need a Raglayim L'dover that Levi bought it from Shimon. So what's called a Raglayim L'dover? Let's give it a number. Let's say a Raglayim L'dover means there's a 20% probability. Shimon was there Chad Yoyma, that makes it 2%, I don't really care. Whatever number you want to choose. There's a we'll call it 20%. If Shimon is there for Chad Yoyma, there's a 20% chance that Shimon bought it from Reuben. What's the chance that Levi bought it from Shimon? Levi has a chazaka, but it's only a good chazaka if it was actually Shimon's field. Then his silence is a proof. If Shimon was a ganav, then the silence is nothing. So what we can say is, if Shimon bought it from Reuben, then Levi for sure bought it from Shimon, right? If Shimon bought it from Reuben, then it was Shimon's field. Then Shimon cares, and if Shimon cares, and now Levi's there for 3 years, then we have 100% proof that Levi bought it from Shimon. But we don't know the first part. We don't know for sure that Shimon bought it from Reuben. It's only 20% chance. Raglayim L'dover. But how? Bottom line is how much Raglayim L'dover is there that Levi bought it from Shimon? Levi has a chazaka, but the chazaka is only valid. Only means something. It's only a proof. It's proof positive. It's 100% proof that Levi bought it from Shimon. If Shimon bought it from Reuben. And what's the chance that Shimon bought it from Reuben? 20%. Well, that's the threshold of Raglayim L'dover. So what's the chance that Levi bought it from Shimon? 20%. It's 100% times 20%. There's a 20% chance that Shimon bought it from Reuben. If Shimon bought it from Reuben, then there's 100% that Levi bought it from Shimon. So bottom line, there's a 20% chance that Shimon Levi bought it from Shimon. And 20% is Raglayim L'dover. So Mela, there's a Raglayim L'dover that Levi bought it from Shimon. And that's what the Ramban is saying. It's Ligorum. We need a Raglayim L'dover that Shimon bought it from Reuben. Chad Yoyma gives me the Raglayim L'dover. So if Chad Yoyma gives me the Raglayim L'dover that Shimon bought it from Levi, and that Shimon bought it from Reuben, rather, and Levi was there for 3 years, and Shimon was quiet, then there's a Raglayim L'dover that Levi bought it from Shimon. So I have a Raglayim L'dover that covers all my bases. So now I can Taina, and once I Taina, the Tainas that Shimon could have Tained on behalf of Levi, we also have the Raya from the Chesedim L'shonim. So Mimela, Chazok Sheishim Taina, now Levi wins. And that's the Ramban. So what's found in the Raya? So I think is that the Ravid holds that it has nothing to do, the Chad Yoyim of here has nothing to do with the Raglayim L'dover. It's not Raglayim L'dover. But maybe the Erech Nimi'iri, Chad Yoyim is Hilchas Chazoka. You need Chad Yoyim for Hilchas Chazoka. In order to say Tanino, we're not looking for Raglayim L'dover to say Chazoka, to say Tanino. We say Taninon, in order to say Taninon, what do we gain?
At the end of the day, we'll say Taninon for Shimon. If Shimon was there Chad Yoyma, then there's enough, not Mechzika Shikra, that we will tie it for Levi, whatever Shimon could have tied it. But we need to know that Levi bought it from Shimon, otherwise he's not a lekeach. What are we tying it for Shimon? We don't even know that he bought it from Shimon. What are we tying it for Levi? We don't even know that Levi bought it from Shimon. And the chazaka is only a raya if Shimon bought it.
if Shimon bought it, then there's a raya to everything. No, I don't see it all the way down. It's not clear to me all the way down. I think the nekudas hamachlokes here between the Ramban and the Raya, but I don't see all the way down what it's telling. Is that the Ramban holds all I need is the Raglaila Dover, the Levi bought it from Shimon. And that the 3 years gives me. The 3 years gives me a Raglaila Dover, the Levi bought it from Shimon, because if Shimon bought it from Reuben, then the 3 years is a proof that Levi bought it from Shimon. And since he was there Chad Yoyma, there's a Raglaila Dover, that there is a Raglaila Dover, that Shimon bought it from Reuben. So once there's a Raglaila Dover, that Shimon bought it from Reuben, then there's a Raglaila Dover, that Levi bought it from Shimon as well. And that's the Ramban. And the Ravid holds, it's not enough to have a Raglaya over the Levi bought from Shimon. In order to say Tanina, I need to know the Levi bought from Shimon. And the 3 years don't give me positive knowledge of Levi bought from Shimon. Because the shtick of Shimon may not mean anything, because maybe Shimon is not the Bible. I think that's the machlokes between, I think that's true. As far as it goes, that's the machlokes between the Ramban and the Ravid. Not so clear to me what's behind this machlokes. Why does the Ramban think that it's enough to have Raglaya Mudover that Levi bought it from Shimon? And the Raya knows you have to have proof positive that Levi bought it from Shimon. That's not so clear to me. Maybe it's telling why you need to have Chad Yoyma, but I'm not so sure that I don't see it so clearly. Okay, we'll stop here. There's one more Nekuda in this sugya that I still want to touch on, which is the issue in the Rishonim and the Rabban. You know, I talked about Beferish. And Taisus and Avlama talks about it, but I want to talk about it first in the Ramban, and then we'll see it soon in Taisus, which is, why do you need Edom and Chad Yoyma at all? Why can't Levi say that I saw Shimon was there Chad Yoyma, and Levi will be believed that Shimon was there Chad Yoyma, which is good for Levi, of course, Migoy, that Levi could have said, Minoch 17. That's the discussion in the Ramban, and in Rabbeinu Yoyna, and in Taisus and Avlama. It's the first topic, one of the first topics in Taisus and Avlama.